How deep is our faith in God? In the essence of our being, do we believe in God's promise of everlasting life and his never-ending divine love? Do we trust as strongly as Abraham, who believed God's promise of becoming a father to a great nation, even though he was 99 years old? Sort of like Picasso. But his wife, Sarah, I love when they say, she was beyond the age of conceiving. That means she was 98. Come on. Really? Okay.
101.
Yeah. Is there any difference between blind faith and unwavering faith? And that's not a whole lot. Total and unwavering faith precisely means absolute confidence, even when it doesn't make any sense and there is no tangible proof. Abraham is a renowned biblical character, not because of his accomplishments, but because of his faith. St. Paul's letters to the Romans praises that unquestioning and robust faith. Peter, who I love, became distraught when Jesus spoke about being rejected, suffering, and dying in the gospel. Peter would get excited when Jesus stood up to the Pharisees and the scribes and showed them strength and confidence. He did not want to hear about death and failure. And that's because Peter still did not understand Jesus' divine mission. Only faith and trust in the divine can lead us to follow Jesus' call to live the gospel faithfully, giving glory to God. Faith has to play a big part in our decision making and in our forgiving. How faithful are we when we're put to the test? If faced with ridicule because of faith-based actions, do we stand firm? Standing up for our beliefs is what the prophets did, the apostles, and that's what Jesus Christ did. Over the centuries, many have tried to extinguish the flame of faith in God and in his goodness. Christians face persecution and martyrdom. Even today, some countries still ban the practice of Christianity. Because of Jesus' faithful followers, God's message spread to the four corners of the globe. Jesus believed that no matter what obstacles his supporters encountered, that message of love would never disappear, and it hasn't. But Christians are not the only God-loving people that are persecuted. Jews were exiled to Babylon. They later suffered the Spanish Inquisition and, of course, the Holocaust. Muslims suffered persecution in Pakistan and other nations. History is full of horrific events that target people of faith. And when I mean people of faith, it's people who love God. And sadly, that still goes on today. God's goodness, not a particular religion, needs to be preached. I had a terrific mentor and a good friend, the Reverend Herb Lotter. He was wonderful. When I became a new priest, he advised me not to focus on religion, because that's what we do, that we fall into the trap of forgetting that Jesus' focus was love and compassion. Now, I was raised Roman Catholic, so I always had to give up something for Lent, and it was usually candy. And I always hoped in the back of my mind that I'd lose a couple of pounds. Being weak, I never completed a Lenten promise. And the guilt that the nuns inflicted on me was awful. But giving up candy has nothing to do with loving God. We have all failed ourselves, our friends, and our families at least once because we did not love them the way we want to be loved. This Lent, let's not focus on our mistakes, but what we learn from them. How can we be better? How can we help other people to be better? Faith and trust helps us to answer those questions. Now, Lent is a mighty liturgical season. Jesus freely died for our sins, but not so we can sit and brood about our faults. This sacrifice releases us. His sacrifice helps us to let go of despair and guilt. Taking up our cross means doing good for as many people as possible, no matter how frustrated we get. We can never solve everyone's problems, and probably we cannot save the world. But we can offer a helping hand and provide others with a space of trust and understandings. These actions is what will make a better world and make a better place. However, it is Lent. So give away what you don't wear, the pots that you don't use. You know, we don't have pots that... And the books that you've already read. Refresh your surroundings and clear out any baggage you carry in your heart. Throw out guilt, throw out regret, and let us restore our inner peace to make room for Easter's resurrection light. Amen.
Amen. Amen.